Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'd like to be joined by the Irish Examiner's soccer correspondent John Fallon ahead of Ireland's massive World Cup qualifier against Czechia next Thursday. John, thanks a million for joining me. I suppose, like myself, you've been looking forward to this for a while, but what does it feel like, I suppose, to have it just staring down the barrel now next week?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming around since, you know, the middle of November. I suppose ideally from a momentum perspective, we would have liked to have played this or contested this playoff really quick after that game in Budapest, but just the nature of the international cycle means that you have to wait around 4 months. So yeah, there's been a lot going on. Obviously Evan Ferguson's well-being was the probably big story of the winter, and seeing that he was seen to be doing okay at Roma, and then the injury occurred, and initially thought it was minor and it wouldn't jeopardize his chances of being involved, but then, you know, inevitably it did, and he's gone for surgery, and it looks like he's gonna not only miss this but miss the World Cup before and qualify. So yeah, there's been a few storylines over the winter, but once sort of March came around and we knew the squad was gonna be named on Thursday, as it was, yeah, the minds have been focused toward Prague and the Fortuna Arena on March 26th.
Where do we, I suppose, sit going into this fixture now? Because I suppose I think the piece that probably went under the radar quite a bit for the week was actually that Hamer Hallgrimsson has signed on until 2028 now as well as the manager.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's not really relevant to the game itself, and I think it was a formality really from the time that he managed to achieve that miracle, as he called it, which was needed after losing to Armenia by getting the second spot, by, you know, winning the two games against Portugal, the top seeds, and then Hungary in their own backyard. So like from an FAI perspective, they see their manager as having achieved his objectives or the targets that they set. So I think there's been negotiations have been ongoing for a while. I know we spoke to Hamer Hallgrimsson in Cork there at the start of February, and the indications were that it was just a case of getting the final few details formalised. And I don't think he's in any appetite to be leaving this cause regardless of what happens in the playoffs. So yeah, that was announced. Probably the timing of it was strange, and the way it came about, the FAI could have easily put this out last week, but came in the middle of Thursday's press conference, which was a bit odd. But that aside, does it have any impact, I suppose, for the players? It means that they know that they're going to be impressing the manager who's going to be hanging around, you know, for the World Cup or the Nations League campaign later in the year. But it's not really that pertinent to the match itself. That was already the be-all and end-all, the biggest match probably since, you know, Ireland played Denmark in that World Cup playoff in 2017.
How, I suppose, did you get a sense of how he's feeling going into this match? Because previously, obviously, he enthusiastically and very confidently was like, yeah, we're going to qualify. But now that he's at this point against Czechia, how do you think he's kind of holding up with that now? Is he as, I suppose, confident as he was back then, or is he kind of a bit more cautious?
With this manager, it's monotone, you know. There's very little changes in his demeanour and his body language, and even the wordage that he used. He just has confidence, and it's not being misplaced, I suppose. Even after Ireland sort of trudged through that home win over Armenia in October, it just seemed like it was kind of coming to a natural conclusion in terms of his reign. But he always held the belief that these 6 points could be garnered in November, and they were. So I don't think it's really altered his mindset or even the way he communicates. He's from Iceland. He's known as the Ice Man. That's the way he is. He doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. He's always said if we execute his game plan that we'll have a great chance of getting results. So from hearing him in the last sort of few days and the last few weeks, I don't think there's been any great change. He's confident without being cocky. He knows that Czechia would have a very good home record, but nevertheless, any of those, I suppose, historical restrictions that Ireland might have been hamstrung by in the past have been really discarded by what happened in November, because you got to remember Portugal were UEFA Nations League champions, and Ireland won 2-0, and it was a comfortable 2-0 in November, and then going to beat Hungary, second seeds, 3-2 in Budapest, for whatever, but the manner of the win was again a great accomplishment and a vindication of his approach.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, earlier there you mentioned Evan Ferguson. Obviously, he's not going to be available for this tie, and there's a couple of changes, I suppose, in terms of who's been selected. Sammy Smodic is back in the squad, but I suppose the big question going into this now, I suppose we'll talk about defensively in a second, but on the attacking front, how are we looking? Because obviously Troy Parrott is the one that everyone will know. You know, Johnny Kenny's there as well, but by all accounts, a very much stripped back forward line from what we'd expect.
Well, the notable absentee, as you mentioned, is Ferguson, and I don't know whether the manager would have started both Parrott and Ferguson in the same team going away from home against this, a nation that's seeded higher. So I don't know, but it does eliminate a serious option that Ferguson would give. So in his absence, if you're looking at supporting cast at Parrott, and Parrott is the main man by a long stretch, 31 goals this season, and we're only in the middle of March, you'd be looking at Johnny Kenny, who you mentioned. He's a Celtic player. He's albeit he's playing in League One and loan and at Bolton, but Adam Ida is there. He's probably had been written off in terms of his availability, but has come back from hamstring injury, so you could probably see him coming off the bench to provide an attacking threat. And like he was involved in that latter stages in Budapest when the kitchen sink was being thrown, and he's been effective. So yeah, it's threadbare like some other areas of the pitch that Ireland have, but it's all about Troy Parrott, really. You know, he's the Roy Keane of the modern era in terms of Ireland's reliance on him. So, and even the way the Czech manager and the Czech players have been talking this week, it seems that he really has them terrified. So, the way the manager plays, it's sort of like sort of wing backs and two number tens behind the striker. So he was unlikely to go with two up front anyway. So I think what you'll see more is Sammy Smolik maybe playing off Parrott as a number 10. And the way sort of Finn Azaz has done so. So I'd say Azaz would have the upper hand there, with Smolik being an able deputy, or, you know, a plan B or a plan C, depending on how the game unravels. But I wouldn't really have any major fears about the forward line.
Speaking of wing backs, Robbie Brady is back. That's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Robbie's, as the manager said, was the best player in his first campaign, and he is getting on a bit now, 34, but he has that sweet left foot of his, and it started, the stars are aligning a bit in terms of recovery time from that serious groin injury that he had. So yeah, it's going to be a bit of a battle there, you know, in terms of Robbie up against Ryan Manning for that left wing back berth. Unless he was to play Brady and move Ryan Manning up further, that's a potential as well. And then the other one, I suppose, which is a bit of an anomaly, is Seamus Coleman on the right side. Coleman hasn't played since November, hasn't kicked, you know, a club football since then, you know, the week after he came back from Budapest. But he is fairly unique in that the manager would see him now. He's been convinced at this stage he doesn't necessarily need club minutes to be able to rely on him. So I think that's the berth that the captain has nailed down. Even though you deal with other people who've come in, like Alan Brown has been recalled, if need be, he can go out and play from midfield out to right wing back, and that again may unravel during the game.
Josh Cullen is obviously out. Liam Scales as well for this match will be out. He'll obviously be available for the game against either Denmark or North Macedonia should we get through. Is defensively, is like, how are we looking in that end? Because to me, those two being out kind of is a big, big deal.
Yeah, I think he's going to stick with the back three, and I would, looking at the list and his record of selection, I think you're looking at, you know, Jake O'Brien, Darragh O'Shea, and then you've also John Egan, who's there or thereabouts, who's doing really well. You know, that would be two of them, and then obviously Nathan Collins, albeit he's had a bit of a rough time at Brentford, you know, he I can see being that third centre back. And then you have John Egan, as I mentioned there, as an able deputy for one of those three. So I think that trio will start, and then the wing back, I think, will be Coleman and Brady or Manning potentially. So again, it's a fairly strong looking back line, particularly with Quevin Kelleher behind them. So Scales, albeit he did very well, in that last window. I think it's probably the one area, central defence, where we have plenty of cover.
Talk to me about Czechia. I mean, I remember when the draw initially came out, there was a bit of, I suppose, unpredictability about how that team was doing, I suppose, in the background. They seem to have, I suppose, found somewhat more of a stable footing now going into this match.
Well, they're certainly talking that way, but there's still a degree of instability in that this is the manager's first game. And this manager has no international experience. Miroslav Kubek, 74-year-old, sort of veteran domestic manager. And you could hardly say that he was first choice. It seems to be, from being over there and speaking to different correspondents and clubs, that the Czech FA are quite hamstrung by finances. And there was speculation about Jurgen Klinsmann and Slaven Bilic, but they seemed to be out of their range financially. So I know that they were interested. Their first target was the manager of Slavia Prague, and he was happy enough to stay where he was, given that the club are top of the league and we're in the Champions League. So they sort of stumbled a bit on Kubek, and he would be known as being a very conservative type of manager, very defensive, used to sort of long balls and playing a traditional football. So I don't think that's particularly what the Czech FA would have predicted or desired this time last year, because it all sort of went pear-shaped for them and sort of towards the latter end of the campaign when they lost to the Faroe Islands. Mm-hmm. And sacked their manager. So, and then on top of that, you have the fact that Thomas Suchek, who was the captain, had the armband stripped of him because he was the one that took the punishment for the players refusing to, or declining to clap their fans after a win over Gibraltar in November. So there's a fair bit of upheaval going on in that squad in terms of the backdrop. But if you look at them in terms of personnel, yeah, they have the core of their squad and their staff is domestic based. I think they've 13 players who are playing, you know, at home, and that's Slavia, Sparta, or Pilsners are the main clubs are in contention. But then you go further afield, you have players in, you know, Pavel Suč is in Lyon. He's just come back from injury, a very interesting playmaker. And then Patrick Schick, who again, there was an injury doubt over the Bayern Leverkusen striker. He's now back, and he played last weekend against Bayern Munich. And then in midfield, one thing you'd have to applaud or admire the Czechs is that they do have a Premier League midfielder in the ranks, which is Suček. And he, I think, is going to be the epicentre of that team, you know, in terms of the pace of the game, the way it's set up, and particularly from set pieces. He's such a man mountain that he's going to be a danger. So I think that's why you're sort of seeing maybe a wild card like Boston Lowell being brought into the squad, even James Obanque, because they have the physical attributes to try and deal with people like Schick and Suček. So yeah, Czechs have had quite a tumultuous 6 months, I would say, in their history, but they do have quality in there, but not the quality that Ireland would have overcome against Portugal and probably to a lesser extent Hungary last November. So plenty to be optimistic about.
Of course, the question I have to ask you, and again, probably almost the most difficult question, what do you think the score will be?
I'm confident, I have to say. I think when the draw was made, I thought it was one of the better ones for Ireland, and nothing has really changed since. Despite, you know, the devastation of Josh Cullen, the cornerstone of the team, you know, rupturing his ACL and missing out, I still think there's enough options there in midfield for Ireland to overcome that. So I think, okay, going away to Czech Republic and winning, it would be seen as an uphill task, but this game could go to extra time, it could go to penalties. You have Cuevan Kelleher in goal, so I'm going to be consistent here. I've always felt that Ireland have a great chance of coming through the semi-final, and whatever happens afterwards against Denmark, likely, or North Macedonia is a different chapter. But in the first instance, I think Ireland are well capable of continuing this run.
Absolutely. Well, that match again kicks off on Thursday at 7:45 Irish time. John Fallon, thank you so much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
No problem. Thanks.